As Europe's wrenching crisis continues, one thing the continent cannot afford to do is to squander opportunities for investment that can create growth and put people to work. But this is exactly what the European Union is doing by being late with crafting its budget for the next 7 years. The EU's budget commissioner Janusz Lewandowski delivered this warning in Brussels.
It's not good for Europe, as really we badly need investment. And we have no investment money in the national budgets.
Unlike the national budgets, the EU's common long-term budget does have investment money. Several EU countries received generous subsidies from this 1 trillion euro budget for areas like infrastructure and agriculture.
Even in agriculture, apart from direct payments, we have billions for rural development that is upgrading the standard of living in rural areas via various investments.
This is the kind of situation that subsidy recipient countries want to preserve, but the countries which are the net contributors demand cuts. This caused vicious wrangling in December, and the bickering will resume in about a week when formal budget talks will reopen. But if so much is at stake at such a precarious time, why can't Europe compromise?
Budget negotiations are always a bit of a game. You always try to get the most for your own country, trying to convince everyone else that you have a case, trying to build coalitions.
The countries which are trying to convince everyone that deep cuts are necessary could hurt Europe if they have things their way. The European Parliament has already warned that it will not accept cuts, and without its support, the budget cannot become a reality. In addition to threatening investment, Europe's budget wrangling has another negative effect. It has shown the EU at its worst, a bloc where vested interests can easily trump the common good, and reaching decisions can take forever. Yıldız Sarakova, Press TV, Brussels.